it was brought to my attention from Daniela, who's here in the studio with us. Hi, Daniela. Daniela Mason is here with us.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, super good. We were just talking about some names, and did you bring up Pepper Ann, which was a rollerblading show, or did Pepper do that?
Well,
we'll give Danielle the credit for it.
I just thought Pepper Annie has a nice ring to it, and it's, you know, has that reminiscent of the show.
Yeah,
Pepper
the show,
Ann.
Which I didn't know that show, apparently about some rad rollerblading girl. I don't know.
That
sounds right. We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to keep tossing it around. Anyway, Danielle is here. She is from, you live in Nashville, Tennessee, too.
Yes.
Oh, hello, neighbor sister.
Yes.
She's got a pop sort of singer-songwriter electro vibe.
I like that, as I understand it.
Yeah. I don't know. Sure. You've got a hit song, I know, with Cruel Summer, which I love.
Thank you.
Yes. And you had a 2016 EP, Technicolor.
Mm-hmm.
Childhood Friends of the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
That's what the internet told me.
Oh,
do you want to talk about that or no?
I mean, we can. It's not like off limits. I mean, wasn't expecting you to say that.
I mean, I thought that was interesting.
It's a fun fact, I guess.
I mean, you just grew up with them.
Yeah, I grew up with them. I'm still friends with them. I love them so much.
Yeah,
and
they seem like nice guys.
They're great.
Yeah.
Yes. They're really amazing.
Yeah, for like men in the world, I mean, you could do worse than the Jonas Brothers.
Very, very true. And they all have married like way above them, too. So they obviously make good decisions.
Great.
In their lives.
Well, hey, Jonas Brothers, if you're out there, good job.
If you're listening, love you guys.
Love you guys. Good job. You've opened for Demi Lovato, which sounds like a really fun kind of tour to do. Were y'all on tour, or was it just a few shows?
Just a one-off, and it was so fun.
I love her, too.
Yeah, I love her. You know, I kind of float in between the alternative and pop space, so sometimes I poke my head up on the pop side, and sometimes I come on over to the alternative side, and so I kind of just float around, and it's fun.
Make a lot of friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like. Yeah,
I mean, love it.
These are good ones. I got so excited when I was researching for this interview. So you've got a self-titled full-length record that came out in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I was reading on, I was like, okay, she's got this Mental State EP, which came out on Friday.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And then I was reading that it is part of a 3-part EP.
It's actually a 4-part.
Oh, my God. We have to talk about that in one second because... Well, it's Mental State first, and then Physical State, and then Spiritual State. I did not know about the 4th state.
Well, there was Emotional State that started it.
Oh, sorry, previously.
Yeah, there's a lot of info here. You're doing really good.
Thanks.
You know a lot of facts.
Maybe you should walk me through it, because I have like 75% of the information, but I'm really excited to talk about it. So you just start, and I'll pepper in with some, like, I'll interrupt you with excited questions.
It's like a fun, like, fill-in-the-blank game.
Yeah, it's like Mad Libs.
I love it. So I'm in the middle of this project. It's 4 EPs, like you said. The overall project is called State of Mind, and it started with Emotional State back in the fall, and then Mental State, which we just released, and then Physical State, and then Spiritual State.
Yes.
And it's sort of just like encapsulates this sort of transition that I had in my own life, and this kind of, I guess it's a coming of age story, or like, you know, we're all trying to better ourselves here in 2019, and it's kind of my story of kind of digging deep and trying to really work on myself and deal with my past trauma and my past pain and turning it all into this art project.
Girl, you're just like speaking all of my language right now. As I tell you, I'm so excited. Yeah, I mean, I got divorced and sober at the same time in 2017.
It's a lot to do at one time.
You know, you want to talk about emotional, mental, physical, spiritual state?
You know that life.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you're right that it's sort of like it's in the ether, it's in the zeitgeist right now that like so many things feel out of control globally.
So it's like you can go inward.
What can you do just like in your own body to make yourself feel a little less, a little more safe in your own world, I guess.
And for me, that was like, you know, my journey. And it was also me sort of relinquishing control at the same time as regaining control.
Oh, my God. That paradox.
It's weird.
That's a real trip.
Yeah.
I feel like that is one of the keys. I mean, that was one of the keys to my, like, coming back as a, you know, I don't know, like a version of myself that I like better was letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard.
Yes. But it feels so good afterwards.
I know.
And so it's been like...
It's scary.
It's so scary.
It's scary, especially when you're talking about like past trauma stuff. And
100%.
I feel like everyone has that, you know, big T, little T, whatever you want to call like your own trauma.
Right.
But But yeah, I mean, letting go, it's very scary.
Yes.
And necessary.
So necessary. If we want to be like better members of society and better our society, it starts with ourselves and like our circles. And like, how else can we do that without like deciding to be vulnerable and like looking and dealing with things and becoming more well-rounded and open? It's like, that's how we make society better. If we all just did that, it would look so different.
It would look so different.
So I'm like, if I can do that myself and
inspire
others,
through art,
others,
right?
Yes, through art.
Yes.
Maybe like, even if 10 people decided to like also do it, like that little corner of the world would be different. And so that's like the track I'm on. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I love that. Can you come back to the studio and hang out every time one of these gets released?
100%.
I want to talk about it every time.
We got two more.
I'm
so
inviting you. I haven't cleared this with my boss, Lieutenant Dan. He's not even here. We're just gonna go rogue here. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So Pepper's here in the studio too. She and I talk about this all the time. Like literally I think we maybe annoy everyone but ourselves with all of our like self-love, like reinvention, like
I love it.
Curing past trauma, like all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But my question is like, not everyone's like that, right? So how do you kind of, I mean, not protect yourself, but like, how do you act in the world when you know you're around someone who's not in that mental, spiritual, emotional, physical state? You know, because there are a lot of people who are not doing those same things.
Right. I think that I have found sort of a chosen family of sorts.
Yes.
And I have this group of friends that I've had since college. We all went to college together. We all kind of stayed in Nashville after college. And we've all been through a lot together. And my mom passed away 10, 11 years ago.
Talk about a trauma.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. And I had kind of just become friends with some of these girls, and it like bonded us right then and there.
Yes.
And so I think as I go throughout the world, and there's a lot of people that I sense to be like maybe dangerous to my emotional health or maybe a potential toxicity, I feel like it's really helpful for me to go back to like that core group, and
yes,
they like remind me who I am.
Yes.
They remind me like where I come from.
Yes. So that's your community.
Yeah, my community.
Yeah.
And I think staying vulnerable with them, which is a consistent choice for me because I'm not naturally vulnerable. You probably listen to my record and be like, she's probably a puddle every day. I am now much more vulnerable, which is why I've been able to make this project. But in general, I'm very protective of my heart and my life, and I put up walls. So I had to really work to open myself up to like my inner circle and then open myself up to the rest of the world as well through my art.
Yes.
And a lot of times it does hurt me.
Yeah.
But I have to like, if I'm committed to vulnerability and like my own generosity of spirit, like I have to be willing to be compassionate towards other people that are not in the same place or haven't found healing. So usually what I do is like, if someone's like mean to me or rude to me, I'm like, I can't imagine what they're going through.
You have probably have a lot of unresolved pain.
Yes, because I've probably hurt people.
Yes.
I know I have.
I know
so
I have too.
Because I know that, I'm like, okay, wherever you're at in your journey, love you, appreciate you.
Yeah.
Might not tell you everything about myself, but love you, appreciate you.
Holding some space for you.
Yes,
while
a different
I go,
space
like,
maybe. Then.
Live my life over here.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up going, like, I had a mental breakdown right around this time last year.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those myself.
Oh, my God, they're so fun, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's also like that, like what you were saying, like, you have to let go of control to get control.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, in retrospect, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but the mental breakdown was, like, one of the best things that's ever happened to
me.
Because it's just like, okay, now I just, like, have all of these pieces of my life, and now I get to decide where they go.
Exactly. Actually, the last song on Mental State is exactly that story. So you need to listen to it because you will resonate. But it's about, like, tearing it all down and it all falling apart in order to build it back up.
Stronger. But then you can look at the pieces and be like, huh, what's this piece?
Yeah.
Does this go in the garbage or does this go back in my life?
Exactly. Like, does this belong here? Nope.
Nope.
Yes, this one thing works.
This one does, and this one doesn't. Yeah. So, like, a year later I don't know, like, I just have a lot of gratitude, like, a year later, you know, from having that mental breakdown to be able to, like, be live on the radio talking to you about this.
Amazing.
You know, like, there's so many, I don't know. I just have a lot of...
Congratulations on your life and your journey.
Thank you. I wasn't fishing for that.
No, but,
it's,
but for real. I know the journey.
It's a lot of work. And what I was trying to get to is when I went there and had a mental breakdown, 2 weeks, we did 2 weeks on boundaries. Just on boundaries.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I feel like there's so much to say about that, yeah. and so much to, you know, like how much to share with your safe people, and yeah. you know, how much to interact with them, and then how much where you're like, ooh, you've got a lot of aggro sort of energy coming at me right mm-hmm. now, but. You know, you can do that as just like a person in the world. But mm-hmm. as an artist,
yeah.
if you really want to like make the art that you want to make,
yeah.
your vulnerable side is out there to everyone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, has that been difficult for you? Or it sounds like yeah. you have a good handle on it, but...
I'm doing better now.
Yeah.
In the past, it's been hard. People can just be so mean on the internet.
Oh my God. Trolls.
It's a new journey, really, because forever I was so under the radar, like nobody even cared to be a troll to me.
Right.
And
right.
Now,
is it like, is this, have I achieved something
I know,
that
it's
people
like,
are mean
success?
To me online? I mean, like, am I successful? Now they're mean to me. Great.
It's like just a tiny step of success the trolls come. But I think for me, like, I had to learn a really hard lesson of not doing it for people's approval and. Do I really care what they think of me? And
or am I just proud of this art I made?
Totally. And I was very honest about this on the record. There's this song called Girl in the Box that's basically about what people say about me.
Mm-hmm.
And do I believe it? Doesn't line up with what I think of myself. And
how do you check that out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've had to just like, I'm still on this journey, but I'm a lot better. But I've had to decide like, okay, who do I care? Like, who in my life do I care what they think of me?
Yes.
And it's honestly, at the end of the day, like, myself, my husband, my dad, and, like, a couple of friends. And yeah. beyond that, like, if they don't get it, they don't get me, like, that's fine.
Right.
And maybe
they will later, right?
Maybe they will. And there's been so many transitions in my relationships over time. And so I'm like, I think of that. I'm like, you know, I want to make those people proud and...
Yeah.
And mostly myself, but beyond that, I don't really care. I try not to.
Yeah, right. And it comes and you're still a human, right?
Yes.
Like, you're still a human who, like, has normal reactions
totally.
to mean things.
Right.
Yeah, and, yeah, I love that. And I don't know if this happened with you, too, but, like, when I started to let go of control of things, and I was like, I just want everything to be different, and like blah, 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 I was like, oh, you know what? I need to be different.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Like, you
like
want
I want
to
this
change,
relationship
change.
To be better.
Yeah.
I need to change how I interact in this relationship.
Yeah.
And then it worked. And I was like, man, like, I wish I would have known this so long ago.
I know. I feel that so hard. Even in professionally, I like have to think about, I'm like, why is this person not reacting well to me? Oh, because I went into that meeting and I was like not being... a nice person.
My best self, right?
I wasn't yeah. being my best self.
And like knowing that I want to be myself, my best self, and still messing up and being like, I gotta apologize
is
to
that,
you.
I always
now.
Wonder,
like,
is that like worse or better? It's like, I know that I'm doing this. Does that make it worse that I'm
right.
doing it?
Right. Like, do I want to know all these things that I know now? Like,
it's
can
like,
I
I'm
go back to
self-aware,
like,
what does that mean yeah, like, when I'm like mean?
I want to go back in my hole where I could just be like, not, I didn't know all these things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's beautiful. And again, I don't know. I think we've gone way over time here, but I love talking about this and talking
yeah.
with you. So thank you for coming
I feel
in.
Feel kindred
and,
here.
Yay.
I
yes.
love it.
Yes. And yeah, Pepper and I talk about this stuff all the time too. So we were so excited to have you come
yeah,
in the studio.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. Oh, we should talk about more music stuff. You're playing today.
Yes, I am. My first time playing Bonnaroo.
Yes, that's so exciting. An artist at Bonnaroo, like, it's the best way to be at Bonnaroo.
I kind of told myself that I'm, like, going to wait to go to Bonnaroo until I'm an artist.
Yeah,
like,
girl.
That was, like, a goal I set for myself, and here I am.
Yeah, girl. You did it. You did it. You're playing at Plaza 7.
Yep.
Yes, in the round this afternoon. Do you remember what time?
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
On the Ville stage.
On the Ville stage. And the Ville stage, you just got here, so you haven't been out
no.
there, but it's really, it's lovely. There's hammocks,
ooh.
And there's trees, and there's, like, a little barn set up to look like a mini Nashville. Like,
oh,
there's
fun.
A little mini Dino's in there, and,
what?
Like, a little, like, Music City Welcome Center
in
there.
I'm gonna go get a burger.
Oh my God, yes. Tell my friend Scott over there that I said hi.
I will.
And Mental State came out on Friday.
Yeah.
And Emotional State already out. Looking forward to Physical State and then Spiritual State.
Yep.
Daniela Mason, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For coming into the studio here. And we're really looking forward to your set. Again, 4 o'clock, Plaza 7, Songwriter in the Round here at Bonnaroo. And look for her everywhere you can buy music, I
yep,
assume.
All the places.
All the places.
Yep.
And we'd love to have you back. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. And we are going to do a tune. Oh, I love this song. We're going to do a song from Rex Orange County right now. Loving is Easy on Lightning 100.